My name is Andrea De Polo. I work as a consultant in the cultural heritage sector, and I'm also working for Alinari, which is the oldest photographic archive in the world, preserving more than 5.5 million historical images from 1839 until today, and the company was established in Florence, Italy in 1852. So the company, it's about 160 years old. So obviously I'm not the founder, but I'm still very active in the company, involved in the digitization and in all the R&D activities related to cultural heritage. So this is the kind of media that we preserve in Firenze. This is a collodion, a glass plate negative over 1 meter in size, more than 3 feet for the American people if they don't understand meters. And this is the kind of images that we preserve at Alinari, and this is the reason why tagging and the metadata is so important. I mean, to search images, you can search by color, you can search by visual similarity, content-based retrieval, which is also a technology which goes quite parallel, you know, to auto-tagging, which is the main topic of my session today. And this is the environment where and how we digitize our historical photographs at Alinari. So I don't only make presentations, but as you can see in this picture, I also involve directly in the digitization. So we use a full color calibrated environment. We use a phase one 80 megapixel digital camera back. Thanks to this technology, this is the kind of results that we are able to achieve today. So this is the floor of the Pitti Palace in Florence. We are talking about a floor as big as this conference room here. And thanks, you know, to a good scanning technology, you can get this kind of prints quality. So the problem today is content selection, and as it was mentioned before by Sarah, by Michael, by other people, especially in the commercial sector, searching and retrieving images in a very efficient way, it's very critical. Today, with iPhones, with phones, etc., smartphones, you know, we are capable to take high-quality pictures, but searching and retrieving images in the most appropriate way, it's a problem. So I'm going to talk today about auto-tagging. As I mentioned before, visual search, so search images by similarity, is one technique to search images, but also being able to automatically apply the most relevant keywords to the images based on the most relevant subject that are identified in the photo are very important, especially in the commercial sector, where time is money. I love this American expression. And so we have to find a very effective and efficient way searching mechanism for your library and your stock agencies. This is why CPIC also invited me to make this presentation today. So let's use this image example. You know, auto-tagging can tag different areas in this picture, but the importance, of course, is to provide, to identify the most relevant. So, for example, these two people shaking their hands, or the bicycle, or the faces. So the machine learning is not always 100% precise, and this is why these technologies have a lot of way to go before being able to be so precise in the recognition of the most relevant object in the image. So what are the benefits of auto-tagging? As it was mentioned before, you know, by the previous panelist, the control vocabulary, the IPTC photo metadata are all very important, and we saw a very nice examples on how to describe your images. And Adalinari, like my colleague in Norway, for example, we have problems of translation, or also in Germany. So they also, bilingual work add a lot of extra activity, which means more money to describe and index your images, which again is something that doesn't appear so much relevant in the institutions based in America and in UK. So again, because I come from the industry, being able to search and automatically add these images, tags are very, very important. And the general recommendation that I would like to share with you today is basically to use this semi-automatic approach, which means you use the software to make a first level of tagging, and then use the slaves or your indexing people to make the refinement, improvement of the tagging. You have also to understand that sometimes actually this two-ways technique it's more useful than just using the single indexing person, because the person can have a very high good curriculum on art history, but maybe the picture is about landscape and his tagging, his keywording maybe does not fully reflect the right image keywords. So by using this multiple semi-automatic approach actually can give you a more broad but at the same time also precise keywording solution. Today, I did also some benchmarking for the audience. We did some testing at Alinari. We have done some research also of different solutions that are available today in the market by provided by Google, Facebook, Flickr, Instagram. And those are the screenshots of those solutions that are already available today for auto-tagging. Each one has its own approach, but the end, of course, is to speed up the tagging, because this is where the business is also important for those vendors. However, there are also problems. This is a big issue that appeared in the news a few months ago. So this was reported by The Guardian. And there was some misuse of keywords by the image and the identification of keywords. And this was done on a Flickr website. So tagging can be very powerful, very useful, but there are situations where the tagging can also provide actually some ethical or moral or even privacy issues that are behind the user rights or knowledge. To answer also the request, you know, from Michael and from the IPTC people, I did a more depth search on what is the best solution available today in the market for auto tagging, and to try to avoid this kind of problems, especially if you deal with children, if you don't want to show, let's say, if you have general images, you don't want to get, you know, pornographic terminologies, and vice versa. I contact also a lot of vendors. Those are the ones that basically we did the benchmarking on the accuracy and usability of the tags. To make the story short, this is a very important example where we did this benchmark between sorry, Imaga, which is the first name on the top, which is a company from Bulgaria, and those other five company. And this is the result of the benchmark. So with this coffee cup, coffee mugs, this is the keywords generated by some competitors of Imaga. And at the bottom are the results from Imaga, which according to my people were much more precise. For example, container, I mean, a coffee cup, mug, can be a container, but, you know, this terminology, it's really quite extreme. It also give you a ranking on 29%, which is low, but say vessel, it is absolutely not a vessel, not a ship. So again, Imaga did quite well compared to other competitors. So we did some investigation and some more analysis of Imaga to try to see if this solution, for example, will be useful to libraries as to stock agencies. So this is some important numbers. I mean, in the last as I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, the last 3 years, the web has been collected more images than in the first 150 years of photography, starting in 1839. So auto-tagging is definitely very important, like visual retrieval, because with all this huge amount of images, we have to provide to our stock library, to our photographic associations, to our photographers, a very effective solution to search and retrieve images in the most time and efficient way. So the status quo. There is a lot of user-generated content, crowdsourcing, selfie images share on Facebook, Flickr, and so on. But often those images are not searchable. There is also an issue that I was talking with my friend. I have a lot of friends here in the room, I hope, for example, with Peter. We didn't talk today much about Europeana. Europeana, as you know, especially for the European people, is the largest initiative in the cultural heritage market in Europe. And there are some issues, actually, about their search mechanism, which is not very efficient. And sometimes the metadata are not properly displayed for all the content providers. So the searching mechanism in Europeana, which is the number one online European library, is not as good as it should be. So again, we go back to square one. You know, auto-tagging is definitely a technology, a solution, a workflow that I will really encourage everyone, at least, you know, to investigate a little more seriously. How to understand and organize all those photos? We saw some examples before on a searching mechanism. Again, when you try to group the images based also on visual similarity, based on categories, you can try to attract your clients, not specific search. When you display on your website images based on the momentum, like, you know, the Father's Day or a special event, and again, you know, the user would be a little more interested to search, but again, the searching and the display mechanism in your website is still a very important issue. So Imaga provide a very efficient solution. They provide API that you can integrate actually in your existing CMS or in your existing web server. And this is the kind of results that you can get with the technology. The search is done, you know, if you search, you know, for strawberry, you know, you get all these kind of keywords. Of course, the closer, you know, the keywords means, you know, more precise and more accurate will be. But also you'll get the result based on color, which is very important in illustration and editorial photography. From my benchmarking and my study analysis for all those techniques, I will tell you that today the color recognition is basically 100% accurate. The object and concept, which actually are very important, it's about 75-80% accurate. According to my people at Alinari, those numbers are still not 100% satisfied to my people. They would like to see a precision around 90-95%. However, this is what we get today as a state of the art with Imaga, which after all this consideration, we consider the most effective way to search the images. So the search can be done on a category tagging, so you can search by beach, by sunrise, there are a lot of categories. And this will provide, from a commercial point of view, three important aspects to consider. The automatic solution, which I mentioned before, time is money, so the automatic approach is very, very important because digitizing is not a problem, but indexing takes a lot of time. Making images searchable. I mentioned the issue with Europeana. Again, by using auto-tagging in this semi-automatic way, I think can provide to libraries and to photographers not just an alternative, but actually an additional tool to improve your search and retrieve mechanism. And the third is to replace also the manual effort. I will say not to replace completely, but I will say to cut off to at least 50%. So just to give you an example. So this is how the system works. I will be very quickly, otherwise Michael will kill me and I will be... so you just pick up an image. You can do this online. The system will upload the image if it works. And anyway, the system will give you the keywords and you can automatically, using the API, integrate on the fly to your content management system. So how it works, there are over 2,700 object classes recognition. Very important, it will work on conceptual and semantic expansion. There are important features that will be implemented in the near future this year, so improve object recognition, facial recognition, and this will also be used a lot in security and privacy activities, and landmark and landscape. The service is provided for these five different categories, and there are two ways to approach. You can use a cloud-based approach or on-premise solution. How to get started is very simple. You know, you can go online, you can download, you know, the API key, and you can try by yourself for free. So this is the contact information. The presentation will be also available online, but if you have any question, you know, you can contact me by email or after my presentation. Thank you very much.